This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or anytime around the clock, around the globe. And this is Prophetic Tuesday. Get ready.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Hey, we love to hear the voice of God, don't we, here on Prophetic Tuesday? It's going to be a great day. Good to have you listening here on this Tuesday. I guess it's the last Tuesday in September. Fall is here. And we're keeping the fire burning on the altar here at BPNRadio.com. According to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." We're keeping the watch of the Lord. And remember, this program is going to be replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight here on BPN Radio. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs on BPNRadio.com, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, any of our shows or programs, but we're delighted that you are listening today. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne, edited by Aliona Pachuca, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. Dale Gentry here, and hosting your host for Prophetic Tuesday, broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas, the capital of the great nation of Texas. I have several prophetic words today for some people that have left your names, including, I've got some names here, Kayla, Robert and Wendali, Tammy, Janice, Edna, Edwin, Natalie, Jocelyn, May, Lori, who else do I have? Dinya, Alyssa, Sue, Tracy, Joshua, Amber. Oh, and I don't know who else we got going here, but we have some prophetic words. I have some things I'm going to say to you today. It's going to be a wonderful day here on Prophetic Tuesday on BPNRadio.com. And we'll have a little a new twist today. I am on my Dale W. Gentry page, Dale W. Gentry. And if you want to join me here with some conversation, private conversation today, here's what you do. You go to your Facebook and just type in Dale W. Gentry, and you'll see Gene and I's picture there. And then you go to the Dale W. Gentry Facebook page, and you will see Gene and I's picture there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray over some of you that leave me a private message. And so I'm going to turn my private messenger on. This will be just between you and I. And there may be some things that you would specifically like for me to pray about. Maybe I have a word. And I don't know, but I'll try it. I'll give it a shot. I've been a prophetic voice since 1985 across America and around the world, knowing and operating on the premise that one word from God can change your life forever. And so I've been up since early this morning, and I've been looking at your names and praying over your names and your picture and just asking the Holy Spirit to give me a word for you. So I have a private messenger on if you want to go to Dale W. Gentry, Dale W. Gentry, my Facebook page, and private message me. There may be some things that you would specifically like for me to pray with you about. So you can do that. It's going to be a great day here on Prophetic Tuesday on BPNRadio.com. We're getting ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Well, I love to do this. I love to get on the radio on Tuesdays and share some prophetic words. Okay. Here we go. Remember, if you want to leave your name, city, and state, you can do that. I'm checking the Dale Gentry Facebook page. Dale W. Gentry, if you want to leave me a private message here. Remember, if you receive a prophetic word today, it could be, I want to give some instructions right quick, could be a now word, something God is doing now. Could be a future word, maybe next 2, 5, 10 years, I don't know. Could be a confirming word, or it could be a brand new word that you've never heard before. Unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. There are some things that God may want to speak to you about that you have not been thinking about. That's why that when you receive a prophetic word, you have to receive it by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So you have to receive it by faith. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. Your mind goes through this thought process, and most of the time, your mind will reject a prophetic word, particularly and especially if it's out of your wheelhouse. You say, well, that's just not been in my thinking. I can't see myself doing that. If you can't see it, you can't have it. But if you can see it, you can have it. That's why the Lord spoke to prophets in the Old Testament saying, what do you see? Jeremiah, what do you see? And others, what do you see? So it's important that you see it. And then when you hear it, you see it, you say it, you literally speak your worlds, and that's a plural word, you literally speak your worlds into existence. And so, God has incredible things for you to do in your lifetime. And I'm going to share some prophetic words. But first of all, I want to talk to you about the natural. You know, Paul said, I'm going to read some scripture. I ministered in a church. I ministered in a church recently on the natural. And there's a lot of people that think that their life is all about the supernatural. We know that prophetic words are about the supernatural. But what do we do about the natural? The Holy Spirit gave me some words I'm going to share with you. I believe it's really going to help you. For the Apostle Paul, here's what he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I believe it is. He said, the body is sown in corruption. Now get a hold of this. Listen very carefully. The body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. Here's what he said. Paul said, the Apostle Paul said, there is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man Adam became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. So this is what I want to emphasize to you. What do you do when you feel like that you have no revelation? What do you feel like? What do you do when you feel like there is no supernatural going on in your life? In other words, you cannot just live by the prophetic alone. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, and that word is rhema. And so you do live by bread, but you can't live it alone. The rhema is the supernatural. So there is a natural that happens first of all. When you came out, listen to me closely now. When you came out of your mother's womb, You did not come out a supernatural being. You came out a natural being. And when you came out of your mother's womb, you came out with certain gifts and talents and abilities. That was the first thing. You got to realize there are people in this world, many people that you know that have nothing, they have no supernatural abilities at all. They only have natural. The natural comes first. And they don't have any supernatural. They don't operate according to revelation. They don't operate. They may be an atheist. They may not be a Christian. They may not be a believer, but they seem to have a lot of success in life. You know, Moses, when he had this encounter with the angel of the Lord, which I believe was Jesus, Moses asked a very important question. He said, "Who am I?" And the Lord said to him, the angel of the Lord said to him, "What's in your hand?" And he looked in his hand, it was just a rod. There was nothing supernatural going on at that time. And so many times we try to put everything in the realm of the supernatural. So I like to operate in the supernatural. And today I'll be operating in the supernatural. I'll call out your name. I'll give you a prophetic word, and that will be something that is a part of your supernatural being, the supernatural makeup. But there are a lot of people that have success in life. Now, I'm not talking about doing all that they could do, but they have some success in life because they just operate with what's in their hand. The natural. And this may come as a surprise to some of you, but it does not take a supernatural anointing for me to operate on the radio. In other words, right now I am not in the supernatural. Right now I'm operating in the natural. And it does not take any supernatural anointing in my life to interview people. It's just a natural gift. And even when I was not serving God to the fullest, I was not having any revelation in my life, I determined that I was going to be a radio announcer. I went to school, and I became an announcer. But even before I had my license to operate as an engineer at a radio station, I would go on Saturday nights to a local radio station, and I would host a country and western, a country music show, in the realm of the natural. I had no supernatural anointing. And even today, I could go on the radio on bpnradio.com or be a guest on another radio station without any anointing. They could just ask me some questions. They would say, "Well, tell me about your journey." And I would just open the microphone and I would begin to talk. In other words, I have natural giftings that have nothing to do with the supernatural. And for a long time, I was able to provide an income for my wife, Jean, and I, and our children without my son. Actually, I was in ministry when my daughter came along, without any anointing. I just went to the radio station. I was a newsman. I was a sportscaster. I was an engineer, but I just had natural giftings, natural talents and abilities. That's the same thing that you have. Listen to me very closely, because a lot of people get so frustrated in life because they seemingly are always waiting for something supernatural to happen. Now, we don't take God out of the equation. Don't get me wrong. Don't misunderstand me. We don't take God out of the equation, but there are giftings and talents and abilities that you had when you came out of your mother's womb. Where did those giftings, talents, and abilities come from? Well, they did come from your Creator, Jehovah God. But also, those gifts were passed down from one generation to another generation, from generation to generation to generation. You are a DNA. You are a makeup of your father, your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, great-grandmother, and it may go back down to several generations. In other words, there are giftings, talents, and abilities that you have right now that you can operate with without any anointing. It's your gift, your talent, your ability. And so many people, they wait around for the supernatural when they already have natural giftings and abilities that they can operate in. So I was a radio announcer. I was a sportscaster. I was a news person. My voice, God gave me a voice, but it actually came down from my grandfather. My grandfather, Jim Gentry, was a newscaster. And he owned a telephone company, and he had a number of people that rented his services. And every afternoon about 5 or 6 o'clock, my grandpa Jim Gentry, with his radio voice, his ability to do news, he would get all of his telephone participants on the line, and he would give the news. And it was Time Magazine. I had an article, I wish I had it, about Jim Gentry doing the news every afternoon on the telephone, and he would get the news from different sources, and he would broadcast it to those that were a part of his telephone company that were customers that he provided telephone services with. So where did my radio voice come from? It did come from God. I agree with that. But it also was passed down from my grandfather, not my father, but my grandfather, Jim Gentry. And maybe he got it. Maybe it was passed down from generations, maybe his grandfather, great-grandfather, great-grandmother, who knows? So what I'm saying today is to those of you that need a prophetic word just to go a little farther. No, you continue on with the natural gifts and abilities that God has given you. You know, my wife, Jean, she does not consider herself operating in very many supernatural gifts. There's been times that she has a word from God and shares that. But Jean Gentry is, she has some natural gifts, and she's a great listener. And when we gather in a room, before very long, people are trying to talk to Jean because she's a good listener. And she is, she's an editor. She takes books and edits books. She's edited my books. She edits my writings. She just has some natural gifts. And she does not have to wait for the anointing to come before she operates naturally. You know, I have some friends that I gave prophetic words that they were going to be musicians, and they didn't have any musical talent at all, but they started operating in that anointing and began to play instruments. I have other friends that they just have a natural gift of music. And they don't have to be anointed to sit down at a piano, a keyboard, or take a guitar and begin to play. That's just a natural gift. So what am I saying? I'm saying that some of you are very frustrated in life because you seemingly cannot hear from God, or it seems at times that God is a million miles away, and nothing is happening in your life. You're trying to press yourself into a measure that you are not ready for. You know, when I was leading a church in Oklahoma City, the youngest member of the Grand Ole Opry was a member of our church, he and his parents, and his name was Tex Casey. He was only 10 years old, but he was the youngest member of the Grand Ole Opry. So he kept saying, I want to take you guys to, Pastor, I want to take you and Miss Jean to the Grand Ole Opry and meet some of my friends. So finally we went with Tex Casey. Jean and I went to the Grand Ole Opry. He invited us backstage, and we met some of the country music stars in those days, and one of those was Connie Smith. Connie Smith is still well-known today. She recorded that song Once a Day, Every Day, All Day Long, and she's written a lot of great hit songs. So Connie had recently been saved. She'd come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and I met her, and I said to Connie, I'm the pastor of a church in Oklahoma City. Would you come and sing at my church? She said, and share your testimony, your story. She said, no, I'll come to your church, but I won't sing. I will just teach. Now, I knew that she had no anointing or gifting to teach because she'd just gotten saved. What was she going to teach? So I said, no, I'm not going to have Connie Smith to come and not sing because she has a natural gift to sing, but now she wants to press herself into something other than the natural. So the natural and the supernatural can go together. And so there are some things that we just don't have to be anointed to do. There are some things that just come naturally. Just come naturally. And so there are some of you that are trying to press yourself into a measure that you are not ready for. It may not be your anointing. It may not be the supernatural in your life. But until that happens, you need to operate with whatever you have naturally. And be happy with it. Some of you have never learned to be happy. You simply cannot be happy. We need to be happy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I know some women that feel they can never really be happy until they get married, or they've been married and now they're trying to find the right husband. They'll never be happy. Some men the same way. Or some people cannot be happy until they're the president of some company or corporation. But you have to realize that you may be a person in waiting. And what do you do in the meantime? You know, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 8, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. So break those down and say it real slow. Seed, that's when you get a prophecy. Time, that is in between. Harvest is the fulfillment of that prophecy or that word from God. So in between the promise, the prophecy, and the fulfillment, which is the harvest, it's called time, and sometimes we call it meantime. What do I do? What do I do in the meantime? I'm going to adjust my microphone here a little bit. What do I do in the meantime? In the meantime, what do I do? Use your gifts and learn to be happy. Paul said, I've learned to be content wherever I'm at, whatever is going on in my life. So there is a natural and there is a supernatural life. So I pray for you right now that until the supernatural happens in your life, that you will be content and you will do whatever the natural gifts you have. What is your natural gift? You know, And I want to say this. Sometimes you have to operate in other giftings that may not come naturally in order to get to enjoy the natural. When I was a radio announcer and sportscaster, I enjoyed doing play-by-play broadcasting, high school football, basketball, baseball. But what I did not like was the other part of it. I had to sell the advertising. If it was basketball, I had to go out and sell four quarters of basketball. If it was baseball, I had to sell all nine innings. I guess high school would be seven innings of baseball. Or, if it was football, four quarters. So I didn't enjoy that. I had to go and make a presentation. I was not very good at that. But I love to do the ball game. So I had to do one thing in order to get to do another thing. So there may be some things in life that you don't enjoy doing, but you may have to do one thing in order to get to do the other thing. So I had to sell the advertising. But if I didn't sell the advertising, I wouldn't get to do the play-by-play, and I would not have a salary. So there is a natural, and I just speak that word over you, that revelatory word, that you are to operate in the realm of the natural as well as the realm of the supernatural. Okay? Now I'm going to give some prophetic words. I trust that you got that. I just speak a blessing over you right now and ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister to you. Why don't you put your hand on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears today that I may hear what you're saying to me. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me. And put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, open my heart that I might receive all that you have for me today in Jesus' name. And so I bless you. Now, remember, when I give you a prophecy, it's not going to be a chapter or a book. It's just going to be a word. And if you want to personally correspond, if you want to personally interact with me, you just go to Dale W. Gentry Facebook page, and you can click on the message. You can do a private message. You want me to pray something specific over you. If it's not specific, I'm just going to pray for you, and then I will pray some specific prayers in just a few moments. I have a word for Kayla B. from Phillipsburg, Montana. Up there when it really gets cold in the wintertime. And Kayla, as I prayed over you today, what I do is I take your name and I just pray over your name, and I hear something. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 that we know in part and prophesy in part. So it may not be something that you specifically want me to pray about. If you do, go to Dale W. Gentry Facebook page, click on my private messenger. I'll pray a specific prayer, but otherwise, I'm just going to pray what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying about you. When I call your name out, I just hear something. And so I just keep hearing you say, Kayla, in the event this doesn't work out, in the event that this doesn't work out. So I just hear the Holy Spirit saying you have too many options going on in your life. In other words, if this doesn't work out, then I will go to another option. It could be if my marriage doesn't work, or if this relationship doesn't work, I have some backups. Or if this job doesn't work, I'll go to another job. Or if this business doesn't work. I just see that, Kayla, you've opened yourself up for a lot of spirits of confusion and too many options. So you need to stay true to some things, particularly some things that God put in your heart. And it may be a difficult season. It seems like there's just a lot of opposition going on. And but I'm hearing Holy Spirit say you need to stay true to what you started. There will always be opposition to your mission. It's never going to be easy if you're a pioneer. And there's a lot of people that they just want to go along, just somebody to tell them what to do all the time. They have no identity. They don't think on their own, and they just are people that just make it till Friday, get another paycheck. Now, I'm not saying if you're working for somebody else and getting a Friday paycheck, you're out of the will of God. But there's some people that never think on their own. They always have to have somebody to think for them, tell them what to do, and. So I'm just saying over you, Kayla, I'm declaring that you are not to live your life with regrets. I should have done this. I should have done that. You need to focus in on what is in your heart, what you're doing, and stay with it for a while. You know, it's easy to turn around. You can turn around. You know, there's a on our weather channel here in Austin, Texas, they keep saying when there's floodwaters in the area, turn around, don't drown. So sometimes we turn around and drown in sorrows, something that didn't work out. You know, Gene and I were in 1985, we went to Rockwall, Texas, and we were ministering there. First time I'd served on any pastor's staff. A man by the name of Larry Lee had been my friend for a long time. Then he invited us to come and work with him in one of the fastest growing churches in America. But things were not working out the way I thought they were going to work out. Gene and I both were struggling. We were crying. And we were ready to go back to where we came from, Oklahoma City. In fact, I had an invitation to go back and resume what I'd been doing. And it seemed like the right things to do. But when I talked to the Holy Spirit about it, he wouldn't let me do it. So I'm saying over you, Kayla, Don't turn around and don't drown. And don't turn around and don't drown. So don't go back the way you came from. And there's you need to stick some things out. If you know it's God, you need to be true to yourself, true to what you started. So I trust it's not confusion. I pray for you, Kayla B. from Phillipsburg, Montana. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And don't say, in the event this doesn't work out, I've got some other options. That can be very difficult in your life. So I bless you. I pray the will of God be done in you. Robert and Wendolly H. from Houston, Texas. I keep hearing the Holy Spirit saying about the two of y'all, you both are right on track. Keep moving forward with that expansion in mind. You know, sometimes we fall down, or sometimes we face major opposition, and we will when we start to do the will of God. You must realize, when you start doing the will of God, when you start moving forward, you are going to go under attack. Get ready. If you don't want that, just resolve in your heart, I'm going to stay in my comfort zone. I'm not going to try to get out of my comfort zone. I'm not going to try to move forward. If you're going to move forward in life, you're going to have some opposition. You better get ready for it. And the Bible said that a righteous person will fall down seven times, get back up again. I just see the two of y'all leading a major church in America, comprised of bilingual people. Or I see you having two services, one for English-speaking people and one for Spanish-speaking people. I just know that God is connecting with you, with a lot of people coming over the border. You're going to help them make a transition, and you're going to have a church that's filled with signs, wonders, and miracles. It's going to be very radical, very radical. And so don't be distracting about these shakings going on in your life, saying we need another word about this. No, you already have a word. Just keep going, keep moving. Hear the Holy Ghost saying you're on right track. Keep moving forward. Robert and Wendolly, I bless you. Just lay my hands on this microphone as a sign of contact with you, and I declare the anointing of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost coming upon your life in Jesus' name. I bless you. Tammy B. from Midland, Texas. Sometimes you feel, what I hear Holy Spirit saying about you, sometimes you feel God is not listening, not concerned. You look around and see so many other people making progress, and you're on the wrong track because you're comparing yourself with other people. Don't keep looking around. Keep your eyes on Him. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. Now, I want to just pause here and say, sometimes someone else gets a prophecy. I call somebody else's name, and that might be a word for you also. It could be. And a prophecy is not something you have to, it's not something that locks you in. I mean, it's not something you have to do, because God does not operate like that. You may get a prophecy, you're going to Africa, but you may say, it's not really in my heart at this time. I don't really feel that is for me. You don't have to receive it. But a prophecy does not guarantee something in your life, but it certainly operates, it certainly opens a major opportunity in your life to embrace. But if it is a word for you, you bear witness in your spirit that this is a word for you, although you may not completely comprehend it, you may not completely understand it. You say, I'm going to take ownership for this. I'm going to write it down, and I am going to rehearse it. I'm going to literally speak this into existence because I believe it's for me. Even though I don't feel that I have this gift, talent, and ability, I believe that the supernatural can kick in, and amazing things can happen in my life. So I just wanted to say that. So Tammy B., I bless you. Don't keep comparing yourself with other people. There are things that may be going on in other people's lives that don't concern you at all. You got to stay with God has placed in your heart. Move forward. And so Tammy, I bless you in Jesus' name. I have a word for Janice from North Richland Hills, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's time you started reaping some harvest from the seed you have been sowing for so long. You know, there is a major monetary value to what you are doing. And sometimes you say, well, I'm doing this, but I'm not reaping much monetary value. I know I'm being blessed. I know I have the satisfaction of helping people. I know that I'm receiving some recognition and attention. But are you receiving a monetary value? There is a monetary value to what you are doing, and it's time that you are reaping a financial harvest from what you are doing and what you have been doing. Nothing is free. And so you have paid a price to do what you are doing, and other people may have the opportunity to be blessed by what you're doing, but they may not be sowing anything back. You know, I never charge. I've been offered money for a prophecy, but my gift is not for sale. But, you know, nothing is free. And I have prepared myself all of these years to give prophetic words and times of prayer and fasting and waiting upon God and times in the private place and learning from the thousands of people that I've ministered over and the testimonies I've received. But, you know, I do believe that people, if they are being blessed, need to sow into this ministry. If it's just $5 a month or $10 a month or whatever it may be, whoever is blessing you, I'm not just saying about Dale Gentry or Breakout Ministries, although I'm doing some input for Breakout Ministries, because we have a lot of employees, we have a lot of equipment. It takes a lot of finances just to do what I am doing at this very moment. And I'm surrounded by, how many screens do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 screens. And all of that takes money, takes finances. It does. And I have speakers, I have headphones, I have microphones, I have a young lady from Moldova who's on with me, and she is recording this and editing it. I have an engineer from England who has putting all this equipment together, make sure that it's operating properly. He has to go in and he has to do his repairs. I'm looking over it at one screen. We have hundreds and hundreds of programs that are on there that are ready to be played. I have equipment in front of me and all of this gives me the ability and the opportunity to be able to just do what I'm doing at this very moment on bpnradio.com on Prophetic Tuesday. It takes a lot of finances, a lot of input in order for me to get this done. So it's not free. If you're receiving a word, you say, well, you know, Dale Gentry, all he has to do is just open his microphone. I'm telling you, the work that went into doing this to begin with was mammoth. I mean, to operate a full-time radio station, even though it's internet, is a major situation. So it does not come free. Somebody's paid the price in order to get here what it's doing. And there's no charge for the prophecy, but the opportunity to invest in this ministry is available by just going to bpnradio.com, clicking on the donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, or you can send a check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. I said all of that to say this, and I appreciate those of you that are already operating, sowing into this ministry. Very, very grateful and thankful. But I said all of that to say this to you, Janice, that it's time that you reap monetary value from what you're doing. And sometimes you just say, well, I just want to be a blessing. I want to help people. But you must not ignore the opportunity you have to have a monetary value put on what you are doing. You know, I've preached maybe over 15,000, ministered over 15,000 times, and I never charge, but always give people an opportunity to give. And if people say, I want to give you an offering after I preach, then I say to them, thank you very much. I'm delighted that I can be a blessing. So, Janice, you're a blessing. And you're a blessing. And you can keep being a blessing because you are a blessing. We're going to take a station break. And then I'm going to be right back with more of Prophetic Tuesday here on bpnradio.com.
Здравствуйте, это Алена Кучурка, и вы слушаете радио BPN. Спасибо, что присоединились к нам.
This is Allison Keeber with your success tip. Today's success tip comes from Dale Carnegie. A person's name is the sweetest sound. Today's tip, remember that a person's name is to that person the sweetest and most important sound in any language. Dale Carnegie was a smart man. He lived his life in terms of other people. He laughed, he cried, and he cared about them. One way Mr. Carnegie often showed his respect was by using people's names instead of the over-often used hey. Using a person's name is crucial, especially when meeting those who don't see very often. Respect and acceptance stem from simple acts such as remembering a person's name and using it whenever appropriate. That's why Dale Carnegie came up with an easy strategy for remembering names, the Lyra formula. L, look and listen. Try as hard as you can to focus on a person speaking. And make sure you understand very clearly what their name is. I, impression. Create an impression in your head of what that person looks like. This includes physical features or the surroundings and situation in the moment. R, repetition. Repeat the person's name as many times as possible in the conversation. Use it when it's appropriate. Use it when you are saying goodbye to that person. Afterwards, repeat it in your head as much as possible. And A, association. Make associations of physical characteristics, names, or landmarks. Objects, buildings, companies. Use color nouns and similar words to help you remember the name. As humans remember things better in pictures. After using this, remembering names becomes much easier. Use names with everyone you interact with. Practice this and make it a habit. This is Allison Keeber for Marketplace Saturday and your success tip.
Okay, thank you very much, Allison Keeber. And you can hear Allison Keeber every Thursday on bpnradio.com. Thursday Watch, Prophetic Thursday, we call it. Prophetic Thursday, Allison Keeper. Remember, Marketplace Saturday for all business people on Saturdays on bpnradio.com all week long. All week long. Every Saturday on bpnradio.com. Good if you're listening. We'll take another station break, and we'll be right back. And we'll be right back and after a word from Delvin Kinzer. Okay, I don't know what happened to Delvin Kinzer. Delvin Kinzer didn't appear, did he? Anyhow, he's going to be on next with the news on BPN Radio, on bpnradio.com. So, wow. You say, what does that tip from Allison Keeber have to do with me? Being a good listener is so very, very important. and remembering people's names. One of the natural ways to have success in your life is to remember somebody's name. That is very, very important. It's good to have you listening here on Prophetic Tuesday on BPN Radio. And Carolyn R. Carolyn R. from Lake Worth, Florida. She has a private message for me. She wants me to pray whether it's time to step out into private practice from her counseling ministry. Father, I pray for Carolyn R. from Lake Worth, Florida, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I hear the Holy Spirit responding to you, Carolyn, about rhythm, R-H-Y-T-H-M. Do you know that rhythm is so important in your life? You know, when I'm most productive, when I'm most fulfilled, when I have a rhythm about my life. And it's and that life is fitting together. You know, sometimes we overlook the old country song. What was it? Overlook an orchid while searching for a rose, or something like that. We have to realize that our life is made up of about rhythm, R-H-Y-T-H-M. My heart beats to rhythm. The sun goes up, comes down to rhythm. The ocean, the waves go out, come in according to rhythm. And so, you know, for over 30 years, Gene and I, we had this wonderful rhythm of going to churches and ministering. We would come home, take a day off just to rest and relax. We would go back and to our office on the next day, and then we would do our work. What do we had to do? And then we would make preparations to get back on a plane. You know, I've got about two and a half million miles with just American Airlines alone. So we just traveled and flown so many different places. I guess Gene has over 2 million. That's besides other airlines. That's besides automobiles or trains. But that we were in a rhythm, and it was fulfilling. And then we began to realize this is not starting to fit anymore. And bpnradio.com, we had started that. We began to realize we are now getting out of rhythm. Although this has been our rhythm for a long, long time, we are now getting out of rhythm. This is not working. And finally, Gene said to me, about 3 years ago, she said, I'm going to let you go on the road by yourself. I mean, that was unusual. Finish out the year, because Gene and I knew there was a different rhythm, a different fit that was coming. This is a long response to your prophetic request, Carolyn, but it's going to help a lot of different people that are listening to me here on live radio on bpnradio.com. So we realized after 30 years, this was no longer our rhythm. We were coming into a new rhythm. So now here we are in a new rhythm, and it's so fulfilling. I mean, we miss going out and seeing many of you every year. We would go to certain churches every year, sometimes twice a year. We do miss that, but now we have the opportunity to minister to a much larger group of people. And even if we didn't, even if it did not appear that we were making more progress, this rhythm fits us. Me being able to operate here in my studio and be able to have a rhythm about my life. I get up early in the morning and I pray and have my private prayer time. Then Gene knocks on the door and says to me, "Dale, it's coffee time." We go in and have our coffee. We talk about our day. We talk about our events, whatever been happening. It's a good conversation. And then we take our prayer walk, or we have our prayer of agreement. We pray together. And then I come into my studio and I begin to line out my day. And, you know, I look at my calendar. I've got my day lined out, and I have my week lined out. I'm in a rhythm. I want to say to you, Carolyn, you're saying, when is the time? Does what you're doing, is it fit? Does it fit you? Does it fit your rhythm? Does it fit who you are? Or do you feel out of place? Do you feel like I'm not in place? I'm not being productive. And, you know, I've heard of people that actually took cuts in pay in order to be fulfilled. Some people measure their success by their income, by their salary. Excuse me, that is not the way to live. Most of the time, the places that Gene and I have gone in over 50 years, we've taken a cut in salary or a cut in income. But I've never asked a church when I was pastoring churches. I've never asked churches, now, what is the salary? How much salary am I going to get? Well, I'm having to take a cut in pay. No, it's the will of God. What is it that fits in your life? What you're at, Carolyn, does it fit? Is it no longer a fit? Well, what about how will I live? I mean, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, Gene and I, we have no Social Security. I opted out of Social Security early on in my ministry. So we have no Social Security. We have very little retirement. We've given most of it away. And so, but that is not what life is about. Life is doing the will of God, but being fulfilled in what you are doing. Even if you have to take a cut in pay, even if it does not, if you're not having a promotion. I mean, people are missing out in life because they do not know what makes them tick. And they think it's all about their income. Sure, it takes money to live. But, you know, sometimes we can learn to live on a lot less if we are not fulfilled and if it does not fit. So, Carol, I just say to you, is it time to step out into private practice for my counseling ministry? I don't know, but I'm asking you the question, does it fit? If it's not a fit, then it may be that God is transitioning you, and transitions are not easy, but sometimes they're very necessary. So I pray the will of God be done in your life, Carolyn, in Jesus' name. Let's see who else has private messaged me. Linda from Oklahoma City. She needs specific prayer regarding her health, her ministry, her finances, and her business. That's I'm not laughing at you, Linda. I'm laughing with you. That's a mouthful right now. But you know, it's very difficult to pray specifically for all of these things. But I do ask God to bless your health, your ministry, your finances, your business, and that your footsteps be ordered by the Lord in Jesus' name. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, as I pray for you, for you're not to dispose of all the things that you may have felt that have been unprofitable in the past. There are some bones still left that could bring you great pleasure and great profitability. So don't cast away everything. You know, the Bible says we're not to cast away our confidence, but don't cast away everything. There are some things that are still profitable. And so don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. You know, way back in the late 1940s and early 1950s, there was a ministry called the Latter Rain Ministry, and it was mostly just all prophetic. And they got way out of balance. I believe balance is very, very important. They got way out of balance, and they were in the grace movement, the extreme grace movement, where nothing was a sin, everything was acceptable, and everything was about prophecy, and it was just prophecy here, prophecy there. You couldn't do anything without a word from the Lord. I got to have a word about that. I got to have a word about this. Sometimes you don't need a word about it. Just go and do it because it's available and it's in your heart. And maybe you've received some counsel, but too many people get stagnant because they've not had a prophecy, prophetic word from the Lord. So I was in the Assemblies of God at that time, and the Assemblies of God, when I first went in to the Assemblies of God in 1967, 66, 67, there was no prophets, no prophets, apostles. There was no prophetic because there would be such as extremities in the prophetic. They just tossed out the baby with the bathwater. Let's don't do it. So I knew that it would come around again, and sure enough, it is. It's come back around again. Let's don't go to the extreme. Let's keep a balance on it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. So there are some things that you've gone through in times past that may have been kind of taboo and just didn't seem to work, but there may still be some bones left about that. All right? Okay, Jocelyn B., I got a private message from you. I'm going to see what you're saying here. Jocelyn. It says error. Okay, try it again. I still have a word for you, whether you're on private messenger or not. I'm going to find your word here on Prophetic Tuesday. Dale Gentry, your host. I'm going down the line. There you are, Jocelyn B. from Orlando, Florida. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that you are a product of too many negative words that have been spoken over you in times past. You need to be very selective concerning the words that you have heard in times past and the words that you are hearing. You know, sometimes I get prophetic words and I see some of your names appearing time after time, week after week. It's not that I'm trying to ignore you. I apologize if I'm coming across like that, but sometimes you can receive too many prophecies until you come to the place where you're picking and choosing. I like that. I don't like that. I like that. I don't like that. One of the men that is one of the most successful businessmen that I know of today. Years ago, I called him out in a congregational session service, and I began to prophesy over him. And when I got through, he said to me, "I don't like that word. Do you have another word?" And of course, the congregation, they roared with laughter. And he is a funny guy. And so I've got to know him over the years. And so he didn't like that word. But he was trying to pick and choose. But that word did come to pass, and a lot of other words that I've given him over the years. So it's not that if I've given you a word that I'm not going to give you another word, but I just want to make sure that I don't overload you with too many words. So you're saying, well, I like that one, I don't like that one. So it's not a matter of just saying pick and choose. So please don't just come to that place. So over you, Jocelyn, you've received a lot of words. Don't pick and choose, but be more selective concerning the words that you've heard in times past, because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. And you got to realize that when you receive a prophetic word, you have most of the time you have to move into a very prophetic, revelatory mode to receive that word. You know, there is a man who is one of my doctors. His name is David Remedios. He pastors a church in Forest Hill, Louisiana. And David Remedios, back in about 1989, he and his wife, Yvonne, you can hear both of them lead prayer every noontime on Wednesday on bpnradio.com. But they came to one of the services I was leading in Alexandria, Louisiana. I called them out, and at that time, Yvonne could not even, she could not understand English. She spoke Spanish, but the Holy Ghost interpreted it to her. The whole thing was just an incredible thing. But I gave this word to David Remedios. He was a surgeon, just a surgeon at that time. Not just a surgeon, I'm trying not to belittle, but since then he's become a pastor, evangelist, a prophetic voice, but at that time he was just a doctor and a surgeon. But I began to prophesy that there would be people that would be brought into the ER, and he would begin to lay hands on them after they were pronounced dead, and he began to raise people to life. Now, that could be labeled a weird word, right? But he received the word. He heard it and said, I'm selective about my words, but I hear that word and I'm going to receive. That is a very selective word for me. And so it wasn't long that I went back to that church, and he said, can I have breakfast with you? Can I tell you what happened to me? So I did. And he said, right after you gave that prophetic word, they brought a man into the ER where I was there, and we put him on the machine, and there was a straight line. This man was dead. Then I remembered the word that you had spoken, so I laid my hand on him, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to live and not die. And he said that the monitor just started back again. And the man lived, and the family called him the miracle doctor. So that word began to come to pass. He said, I was ministering down in Puerto Rico or somewhere, and it was Cuba. Okay, I remember now, Cuba. And there was a woman that died in one of his services. He went and laid hands on her, called her back from the dead. And that was a supernatural thing. But he had to become very selective in his words. That's what you need to do, Jocelyn. You become selective concerning your words, even the words that you've heard in times past. So just go through and say, I believe that God really spoke this word to me. And if you don't bear witness to the words that you've heard in the past, then you set those aside, begin to focus on the words that you know that were God words in your life. So, Jocelyn, I bless you in Jesus' name. And I want to tell you, when you receive a word from God, that word will be an encouraging word, it'll be a motivating word. It will not be a negative word. I've prophesied over thousands of people, and I've never heard the Holy Ghost speak down to anybody. Never heard him say, you know, you're going to die at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, or any of those stuff, words of fear. That's not how God speaks. I have a word over May M.M. from Windermere, Florida. I've never heard of that place, but I'm sure it's there. And I see you leading roles in motion pictures. I see that you have God is going to give you an entrance into the movie industry. You have an amazing ability to talk in different accents. You can probably mimic Dale Gentry. You have a Texas accent. You can talk in different accents, which is going to give you different roles and different parts in the movie industry, maybe even short films. I don't know, but I just released that. You're going to bring lots of joy to lots of people. I bless you, May, in Jesus' name. You know, I give prophetic words. You never thought about it, and if you never thought about it, well, just think about it and just see what the Holy Spirit is saying about that. Lori KB from Canyon, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you keep waiting and praying for some things that have already happened, that have already come your way. Maybe not in the form you were expecting. But pause and consider that some of your prayers and promises have already been answered and came to pass because you've not noticed. You haven't noticed you have not noticed them because you were either expecting more or for things to happen in a different way than you expected. You know, it's about the song about the person that says, well, I was Jesus, you said you were going to come to my house, and you didn't come to my house. And then the song or the poem says, yeah, that Jesus responds and says, yeah, I did come to your house. Remember, I was that little boy that knocked on the door that needed some food, but you didn't take time because you said you were waiting for Jesus to come. Or I was in that phone call of that person that needed prayer, and you said, well, I don't have time to pray for you because Jesus is going to come to my house. And so he said, I did come to your house in different ways that you did not expect, because the lady waited all day expecting Jesus to knock on her door and come into her house in a bodily form. But he had come in different ways. So this is not a put down word for you, Lori, because that's not how the Holy Ghost works. But I believe that some things have already happened in your life that you are still praying for, expecting, but it's came into your life in a different form than you were expecting or anticipating. That's, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that some of your prayers and promises have already been fulfilled, but they've been fulfilled in a different way than you were anticipating. You know, I have a spiritual grandson and granddaughter, Leland and Mandy Mooring. And Leland, of course, sings our theme song. And I don't have any prayers that I prayed over the years concerning Leland and Mandy, Mandy having a baby. Now they have had a baby, but it's not a biological baby. They adopted a little African American baby, and her name is Journey Ship Mooring, in case you haven't heard. But of course, they're so excited, and I'm happy for them, and I'm looking forward to going down and helping dedicate a little Journey Ship. So they expected to have a little white baby, but they ended up with a little black baby, or African-American baby. But they still had a baby. It came in a different form than they were anticipating. So sometimes we try to figure, figure's a good Texas verb, figure. Sometimes we try to figure things out the way exactly that it's going to happen, the way it's going to be, and it doesn't always happen that way. So we try to form it before it ever comes to pass. We try to help God out, and it is good to dream, but we do not know exactly how those dreams are going to come true. For instance, case in point, I have a moment to share this over you, Lori, and then I'm going to pray for you. Case in point, I received a prophecy years ago that there would come a time that Gene and I would not go to the people, but they would come to us. So I tried to determine how that's going to be. Maybe that's going to be a school of prophecy, a school of the prophets. Maybe it's going to be a this, or maybe it's going to be that. But now it's actually happening, where Gene and I are going to very few places. I'm mostly standing or sitting behind this microphone talking to people across America and around the world throughout the week and on Sunday. Some of you may or may not know that I lead a radio church. It's called Breakout Radio Church, and it's designed primarily for people that don't have a pastor, don't have a church. A lot of people have to work on Sunday, or they're in between churches, or something happened in that church. They're not going to church at the moment, at the time. So many, many people, millions of people not attending church. I do believe in the local church. I'm not trying. Breakout Radio Church is not trying to replace a local church. But we are a translocal church, and people are members of Breakout Radio Church, heard every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. Central Time on bpnradio.com. And we have people that are members all across America and different nations of the world. And so every Sunday morning, I'm not going out, most every Sunday morning, a few Sunday mornings a year, I'm not going out to another church, but people are coming to me. I did not know at the time that I was receiving that prophetic word that people would be coming to me through the avenue of internet radio. You are coming to me today in different nations, in different states, in different cities of America. You're coming to me. So that word has been fulfilled. So what I'm trying to say over you, Lori, and other people that are listening, your prophecy, the answer to your prophetic word or the fulfillment of your promise may not be in ways that you thought were going to happen. It may be that instead of a white baby, it may be a black baby. Maybe instead of ministering at a certain church, you're ministering at a certain prison. I don't know, but I'm just saying that you need to lower your expectations and enjoy it. It may not be a 10, it may be a 7, but enjoy the 7. If it's not a 10, maybe a 3 or 7, enjoy the 3. Enjoy. It's because I believe it's better than you think it is going on right now. Father, I pray for Lori, KB, Canyon, Texas, and those others that may be listening today in Jesus' name. And I want to say, a lot of people, they say, well, I miss your program. I don't know exactly how it works. It's got to be very, very simple. It's you can do this on your phone or on your computer. Type in bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and immediately, we're the only bpnradio.com in the whole wide world. There are two or three other BPN radio. We're the only BPNradio.com. If you're on your computer, it will come up. I mean, I can go to my iPhone right now, and if I click in BPN, if I type it in, I started typing in BPN radio.com. And if I type that in, I'm waiting for just a moment. Then there it is, bpnradio.com. Now, it's not going to come on immediately when you get there, so I'm going to have to, there's an on and off. There's a right below there, there's a play button. So I click the play button, and it begins the play.
I started typing in.
BPN. Okay, Dale. BPN. Okay, get off of the radio.
BPN.com.
Okay, then I have to go back in to BPN. Okay.
I'm waiting for just a moment.
Yeah.
There it is. BPN.
Listening to myself on the radio. So it happens if you do the same thing on your computer. Now, we are on the iTunes app. And so if I want to go to iTunes, I have an iTunes app. I click on the iTunes app, and I click on the iTunes. BPN Radio comes up, and I click it. Let's see if we're on BPN Radio, if iTunes Radio.
Then I have to go back into BPN.
Okay. I am. So there you go. We're on BPNradio.com or iTunes, BPN. If you go to iTunes, you just do the Dale Gentry American flag. Okay? So here we are. That's how you get us. As a lot of people say, well, how do I find you? It's very simple. BPNradio.com and click on. And, of course, we're on any time, day or night, people trying to find us. But here we are, and you can find us. And then, of course, the Facebook page, Dale W. Gentry. You can go to your Facebook page or anybody else's Facebook page and just type in Dale W. Gentry. And then, of course, we're also on Dale Gentry. I'm going to go over to Dale Gentry, see if anything's happening over there. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to take a little drink of water. I've got two or three more prophetic words for you. Some of you think I've rambled a little bit, but it's just you and I here, so we're talking, and I believe the Holy Spirit's at work in you, both to will and to do. Some of you gotten a word from God that's been very powerful. You need to let me know if that is happening in your life. You say, I've received a word from God, and you can share a testimony if you will. So here we are, taking a little station break. This is BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time. Dale Gentry, your host, on a Tuesday in September.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong, but most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the praying.
Well, I love to be on the radio talking to you. operating in the natural. I'm operating in the natural and the supernatural today. We can do it. I have a word for Elisa or Elsa S. from Kyoto, Iowa. There's no doubt about it. When I look at your picture, you're definitely a leader. Your Holy Spirit's saying that he's placed you in the political arena, the political world. You are a politician. You're going to run for office. You say, well, how am I going to do that? I don't know where you're at. Maybe you're already in political office. But there is a gift. And I believe that you have a natural gift to make speeches, to write speeches, to have an agenda, to have a platform. And we need godly people to run for political office. I bless you in Jesus' name. You have a lot of great administrative gifts. You're a very influential person, Elisa. Elsa, Kyoto, Iowa, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Sue D from Fort Worth, Texas, it's time to push forward, time to move forward. You got to share your testimony, write your book, pick your places. Pay attention to those things which are in your hand. Don't label yourself as a survivor, but you're an overcomer. Teach other people, train other people how to overcome obstacles in their lives. You're very talented, very gifted, and sometimes you're your own worst critic. Don't criticize yourself. I've said many, many times, somebody will do that for you. Sue, I bless you in Jesus' name. The anointing of God is upon your life. You got to move forward, all right? Okay. Tracy J.S. from Braithwaite, Louisiana. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying it's a pivotal point in your life. You need to make some right choices. Right choices are very, very important. So pause and consider. Pause and consider. And before you make any pivotal choices, you got to take some rest. Don't make choices out of frustration. Don't throw down the gauntlet or throw down the book and walk away. Don't make when you're frustrated. So it's a pivotal time in your life. Be still and know that He's God. So I bless you, Tracy. Joshua F. from Birmingham, Alabama. I want to say to you, to your wife, happy birthday, Madison. Madison, we love you. One of our young preachers. I bless you, your husband, Joshua. And Joshua, you lift your name. So I just have a word, and the word is preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. And sometimes you may feel this is an out-of-season time of your life. And the Holy Spirit, when I begin to write these words over you, Joshua, when I begin to say, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, I heard something I've never heard in all of my ministry, out of season. Sometimes you feel that this is an out-of-season time of your life, that it does not, things don't seem to be coming together, doesn't seem to be working. Maybe you're not, feel like you're not hearing from God. Maybe you're not knowing God. Maybe you feel like I'm not doing enough, saying enough. I'm just kind of out of step. I'm kind of out, I'm just not in season. It's like a football player trying to play football in the summertime when baseball is going on. And he's putting on the pads and going out to the baseball field and saying, why, I'm a star NFL player. Why am I not wearing that, not inviting me to play? I've got my suit on, but it's a football suit, and it's in it's out of season. Wait till the fall, and you can put on your shoulder pads and put on your helmet, and then you're going to be in season. So I just hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Joshua, you're out of season right now, but your season is coming. And don't try to make a football happen in the summertime. Wait for the fall. Wait for the time to come. And so don't be frustrated and be instant in season, but be instant be instant and out of season. In other words, knowing where you're at this point in time. Are you in a time of training? Are you in a time of mentoring? Are you in a time of just being with your wife? What season is it? And once you discern and discover your season, you're going to be much more fulfilled in your life. I bless you, Joshua. I bless you and Madison in Jesus' name. Amber M. from Eunice, Louisiana. I just hear the Lord saying that Hebrews chapter 11, you study it, you memorize it, because you are a woman of great faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Faith. You're a woman of great faith. But faith is growing in you, and faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So actually, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And so as you read the word, you're going to read the word, and you're going to spend time in the word, and you're going to begin to quote the word. One of the things that really helped my ministry when I first started was I began to memorize scripture. And my faith, as I began to speak that word, declare that word, I would listen to myself quote that script, quote those scriptures, and great faith rose in my heart. It's going to happen to you. I bless you, Amber, in Jesus' name, from Eunice, Louisiana. If I didn't get to you this week, I will. I will. We made a commitment. We're not going to let any words fall to the ground or fall to the floor. And I bless you in Jesus' name. Whether I called your name or not, I bless you in Jesus' name. I want to remind you that coming up next, our award-winning news director, his name is Delvin Kinzer. He's on next with the news. And then at 11:55, Roy Beard, a word from the wall. And also, this is Tuesday, so Roy Beard has a word at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, I'm going to be back with my Wednesday watch. Thursday is Allison Kieber with Prophetic Thursday on BPN Radio at 10 o'clock. And on Friday, Rhonda Kinzer with Biblical Counsel, Rhonda Kinzer with the Friday watch or the intercession time. I was just reading her card because Rhonda Kinzer is now doing biblical counseling. And she's here to help you ladies walk through a storm. She, her specialty is not only to pray for people, but to come alongside you ladies that are 18 years or older during your hard-to-handle, difficult seasons of your life. For 20 years, she's a partner with the Holy Spirit and the truth of God's Word to help women find rest in the midst of life's storms. I highly recommend Rhonda Kinzer. She's been a member of our team for a while. Gene and I have known Rhonda and her husband Delvin for a long, long time. And she has a master's degree in counseling psychology. So she's spiritual and she's natural. So she operates in a natural gift of counseling psychology. She operates in the supernatural. She can get prophetic words for you. You need to give Rhonda a call. Rhonda Kinzer, if you need some counseling. And, of course, it's all confidential. 620-482-6180. 620-482-6180. I highly recommend Rhonda. And the initial appointment is free. The initial consultation is free, and then the rest of the time is on a donation basis only. Rhonda Kinzer, go to her Facebook page if you want to. Rhonda Kinzer, Kinser. Hey, I love you guys. I've enjoyed being with you, and I enjoy being with you on Tuesday. I trust that I've been a blessing to you. If I have, you can leave me a little testimonial. Go to my Facebook page, or you can send me an email at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. It's been a great day. We're going to continue on, and remember, we're broadcasting 24 hours a day here on bpnradio.com. And one final word to those of you that would like to preach the gospel: we have openings for some of you to preach a 30-minute message. All you have to do is contact Rick Gentry, my son, and Rick is in charge of that. And you can contact Rick Gentry by going to Rick Gentry, BPN Radio, gmail@gmail.com. Rick Gentry, BPNRadio@gmail.com. Rick Gentry, BPNRadio@gmail.com. Or, yeah, that's the way you can contact him. And you can just contact our station if you can't get in touch with him. Rick's number is 214-918-8707. 214-918-8707. If you want to preach on Sunday. And we have people that are very mature in preaching, those just starting out preaching. We have 18 hours of preaching, continuous preaching, from 6 in the morning till midnight every Sunday on bpnradio.com. Contact Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com, if you want to preach. You want to preach, because we need preachers, and this is an opportunity. Okay? God bless you. Thanks for listening as we continue here on BPNRadio.com.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry. Start where you found me.
knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, and that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know. Promises.
standing on your promises. Oh, and just like a man who built his house upon a rock, the wind and the rain will never knock it off. I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I've heard. Oh, I'm not letting go, I'm hanging on your every word. Standing on,
hanging on, hanging on.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ruth, Lord, your word is true.
Hanging on, hanging on.
From Genesis to Revelation, Lord, such a sweet salvation.
Dead men rise. stumbling in the darkness. Couldn't see my hand in front of me. I was sending up an SOS. All was lost, you came running. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. You sent the shadows scattering. Went through the clouds of piercing light. And then I saw you shine, shine, shine like the sun. You're waking us to life.